Dean Millard joins us. Mr. Millard, what's happening?
Not much, man. Just chilling out on a Friday afternoon, deciding what I'm going to do on a Friday night.
Ooh, yeah, nice. Maybe, I would say go out with Majot, but he went out till 11 o'clock last night, so he can't go out tonight. He's a little tired.
Yeah, I heard he went to a big shaker last night.
Yeah, nice. Now, for all those listeners, a pregame show, the first one will be Sunday starting at 4:30, correct?
You betcha.
Okay, what's the plan for the pregame shows this year?
Well, what we're going to do is Struds is going to have a big part in it. Obviously, we're going to take advantage of having a guy that was involved in the game and knows more about the game, excuse me, than anybody at our station because he played it at the highest level. So he's going to be a big part as our insider and breaking down what's going to be happening, what has happened going into each game. We're going to give the fans and the listeners a chance to, whether it's cheering if the Oilers are playing well or venting if they're not playing well, and not censoring it at all. And you know we're going to give people an opportunity to get involved in the pregame show, and we're going to bring them the information that they want to hear. They're going to hear from the players from the morning skates, but they're also going to hear our opinions and our philosophies and the stats and the numbers and the things that we have heading into the game. So it's not going to be bogged down by a lot of stuff. There's going to be a few things up for grabs for listeners to get their hands on, but it's not going to be bogged down by a ton of stuff. It's going to be more meat and potatoes than sizzle.
Do you know, being a former goalie, I know when you're at training camp, you're watching them probably closer than other positions. Today, you know, six goalies on there, the six who obviously I think don't have any chance right now to play for the Edmonton Oilers next season, just because there's Faust and Scrivens. Yeah. Out of the other six goalies, I guess maybe because Bachman has the most experience, so I'd rank him the highest. But the young ones, who do you like the most and why?
I go with Laurent Brossoit, and listen, I think Laurent Brossoit has an opportunity to be the starter in Oklahoma City this year. I think that, maybe not right away. He still has to play his way into that level. You know, he had a strange year last year, getting traded, playing for a bunch of different teams, but still had pretty good numbers. And I talked to him today after practice, and he said he's a lot quieter in net than he used to be. And he wasn't that crazy before. So watching him today, his movements are not restricted, but even more effortless than before. And I think this guy has a real opportunity to take the reins and really run with it down in Oklahoma City. But at some point, take the role as the starter. And because really, if you're the Edmonton Oilers, that's the guy you want playing the majority of the games if he's ready to go and if he's playing well. So you're going to give him every opportunity to be the number one guy. So that's the guy that I like. But I thought Ty Rimmer was really good. And I know the Oilers have been really, really impressed with Ty Rimmer. I don't know where all these guys are going to play this year. Like, I don't know where Tyler Bunz is going to play. I'm not sure where this guy is going to play. Because they have a number of goaltenders and not a lot of spots. But the guy I'm most excited about is Brossoit, and the guy that probably impressed me the most through today was probably Ty Rimmer.
Looking at the current roster of NHL goaltenders, so many of them, Dean, weren't drafted, right? Or a lot of them were late draft picks. It seems it's still a very hard position to analyze, especially at the 18-year when the guys are 18. But you look at Ty Rimmer, he could easily be one of those guys who's undrafted, who spends 3, 4, 5 years in the minors and then hits his prime at 25. Why is that so often the case with a lot of goalies?
Just because, you look at defensemen, and why do defensemen take a little while longer? Because defensemen, the position, people mature at it differently. In goal, it's like they're getting seasoned and seasoned and seasoned. A, there's only two spots on every team, so not a lot of playing time. And there's usually only one guy playing the majority of the games. I think it, just some guys reach their maturity later, just like we see with late defensemen, just like we're seeing guys coming out of college and signing as free agents. I think there are some guys that just reach their maturity a little bit later. And for whatever reason, it happens to be goaltenders. it happens to be with goaltenders a lot more. Now, it also might be that maybe more higher picks don't pan out when it comes to the goaltending position, and that somebody has to fill that void, and that's where the second and third rounders come in, or the guys that were undrafted and things like that. But you're seeing guys realizing that and saying, okay, you know, unless it's a year of extraordinary goaltending, like 2 years ago when Eric Comrie and Tristan Jarry were available, I think you're seeing teams just sitting back and saying, we'll take our chances. And Jordan Burpurny is a prime example of a goaltender who didn't get drafted this year, plays for the Brandon Wheat Kings, was outstanding for the Kings against the Edmonton Oil Kings in the playoffs last year. He's a local guy. He got invited to the Montreal Canadiens camp, and he will get a contract at some point. He's too good of a goaltender, but nobody really was interested in drafting him. Why? I have no idea, but this guy is going to be a good goaltender when all is said and done. Guys mature at different times, and for whatever reason, it seems to strike goaltenders more.
Dean Millard from TSN 1260, host of our new pregame show. The first one goes this Sunday, 4:30. Of course, throughout the preseason, all of the regular season, we'll have the pregame show for 90 minutes for all of you hockey fans. Dean, you were there at practice today. Watching the goaltenders, you know what? To me, the biggest difference I see is when NHL guys shoot on non-NHL goaltenders, just how much more room there is.
Oh, for sure. I find it's timing. It's guys aren't reacting as quickly. And I also think that sometimes, especially on the first day of main training camp, when it's as opposed to the rookie camp where it's mostly your peers that are shooting on you, then you get into main camp and it's guys that you know have played in the NHL, and you're looking up and you know that's David Perron shooting. I think guys maybe tighten up a little bit, and you notice when a guy doesn't come out quite as far, doesn't come out as challenged, isn't as aggressive, he's a little bit more tentative. I think that happens on the first day of training camp, for sure, for a lot of goaltenders when they see these guys busting down on them, like, oh, wow, that's Ryan Nugent-Hopkins or Taylor Hall or something like that. It gets a little nerve-wracking. Maybe once they get into the game and the scrimmages, things, you know, go by instinct and stuff like that. But I didn't get a chance to watch Team Gretzky out there today, so I didn't see Scribbins or Fast to be able to see the difference. So, I was just watching most of the guys that we talked about already, the Bressois, Rimmer, and Bouchard, Backman, and those guys. So it was interesting to see them try to react to NHL shooters, guys that they've watched in the NHL. And I just think when you come up from junior, or come up in the AHL, and you're not used to it, it's the first day of camp, you're going to be a little bit tentative.
Who do you like better, Scrivens or Fast, and why?
I just based on you know, the sample size, I'd have to say Ben Scrivens. It's pretty hard to look past the Superman-like performances he gave last year in those 59 save games and the shutouts. He seems like a scrapper to me. He seems like a guy that is going to battle every single time. And nothing against Victor Fast at all. I just don't know enough about him. Haven't watched him live enough to see, and I don't think he has enough of a canvas to be able to say that he's unseating Ben Scrivens. So I think you have to come into the season with Ben Scrivens as being ahead of Victor Fast. I love the way he plays in net. He really seems to fight for every save, and he really seems to, you know, he seems to try extra hard, if that makes any sense. You know, you've talked to him before. He is a guy who is passionate about hockey as any player in that dressing room. And I think that carries on to his play. So I think he's the number one guy heading under the ice this year.
Yeah, they're not going to get much argument for me on that. It's, you know what? They need a guy to stand out. But while he's number one, do you think he's a legitimate number one, or is he still completely unproven?
No, I don't think you can call him a legitimate clear-cut number one. Last year was really the closest thing he had to being a number one goaltender. I think if he performs at the level consistently this year that he did for most of last year, then you can say, yeah, he's a legitimate number one goaltender. But this will be the first opportunity that he's had from start of the season to end of the season where somebody is saying, here, Ben, this is your ball. Do with it what you will. It's yours to lose. Because every other time he's been the backup, this is the first chance he's had. So it'll be interesting. Hopefully he does better than the last guy that got that opportunity, because that was Devin Dubnyk. When Devin Dubnyk finally got kind of the opportunity and out of the shadow and out of the way of Nikolai Habibulin, things didn't unfortunately go as well as we thought. This is where Ben Scrivens, this is the big test for Ben Scrivens and the Edmonton Oilers and Craig McTavish to see, are these guys the goalies that you thought they were when you dealt for them and made your play for them? Because there's Laurent Brossoit, but he's at least 3 years away, I think. So I think you have to hope that Scrivens or Fast or both of them, there's nothing wrong with having two really good goaltenders, gets it going here, because this is you can't go back to any kind of mediocre goaltending that you've had in the past, because that was disastrous and you've rolled the dice on this. So I think he's going to be fine? Yes, I think their goaltending is going to be fine this year. I don't think it's going to be a problem, but I think you can't call Ben Scrivens a legitimate number one goaltender in the NHL just yet.
Dino, we'll tune in tomorrow, and then the first pregame show of the year, 4:30, right here on TSN 1260 with you, and spot performances by Struds. Have fun.
You betcha. Thanks a lot, man. Have a great weekend.